Welcome back. We believe you were blessed by the previous episode. In this episode, George will be continuing on the series, Accessing Divine Help.
Praise Jesus. I'm excited to be continuing on this series. And previously, we talked about the place of the word. We've talked about the place of prayer. We talked about the place of action or diligence. And today, we'll be talking about the place of relationship. One thing you must know is that God does not come down from heaven to assist us. God does not come down from heaven to do certain things. For every project God has on earth, He uses people. Even when God wanted to come Himself as Jesus, He came through the same process that men do come. The same process that produces men was what produced Him, aside that He was born by a virgin. So God uses men. God uses men to carry out His plans. God uses men to even assist us. When we read Genesis chapter 18, we see a story there. The story about Abraham and how Abraham met with strangers. Abraham met with strangers. First of all, we see the life of humility in Abraham. Abraham met with people who he never knew, but he treated them nice, he entertained them, and it was after entertaining them, it was after showing them great hospitality, that Abraham was able to get an information from them. First of all, they told Abraham that Sarah was going to give birth. Secondly, Abraham was later going to know about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Had Abraham treated them with disdain, had Abraham overlooked them, Abraham may have never gotten this information. Had Abraham overlooked them, Abraham may never have had the privilege of saving Lot. So sometimes the answers to our prayers are in the hands of certain people, not necessarily in the hands of our friends, not necessarily in the hands of our relatives. Sometimes the answer we seek, the solution we seek, is in the hands of people, in the hands of our neighbors, in the hands of that person you naturally do not like. Hallelujah. If Abraham had overlooked these people, Abraham wouldn't have known a lot of things. Abraham wouldn't have had the privilege of getting an information of what God's divine plan was. Again, in the book of Joshua chapter 2 from verse 12 to 14, okay, when we read Joshua chapter 2 entirely, we see another story. This is the story of Rahab the prostitute. Joshua sent spies to Jericho. He sent spies to Jericho to spy the land before they can conquer the land. But then a prostitute accepted these guys. He accepted the spies and showed them a great deal of kindness. And let us read what she said to them. Now she said, "Now swear to me by the Lord that you will be kind to me and my family, since I have helped you. Give me some guarantee that when Jericho is conquered, you will let me live, along with my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all their families. We offer our own lives." And then they replied, "We offer our own lives as a guarantee for your safety. If you don't betray us, we will keep our promise and be kind to you when the Lord gives us the land." Now you see that? By relationship, Rahab was able to save her entire family. By being kind to strangers, Rahab was able to save her entire family from destruction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if Rahab had not been kind to them, they may not have seen someone else who was going to allow them to carry their oppression from their homes. Rahab was kind to them, and they reciprocated that kindness in a great way. So sometimes your destiny may depend on what someone else have. Your destiny may depend on what someone else have. This is why you must learn to treat everyone right. You must learn to treat everyone right. This is very important. This is very important. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, "Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it." You can see that. Don't do what? Don't forget. Don't forget. Let it be in your mind all the time. Let it be in your consciousness all the time that strangers are supposed to be done what? To be treated rightly. Strangers are supposed to be treated rightly. You don't treat people by the way they appear to you. You don't treat people the way they appear to you. You treat people with a great deal of hospitality. Because you never can tell. You never can tell what tomorrow holds. You never can tell if your safety tomorrow is dependent on them. Sometimes people that will help us in the journey of destiny do not appear like helpers. Sometimes they appear like those who are in need. Hallelujah. Sometimes they appear like those who are in need. They come in the form of the needy. The people that Abraham helped, the strangers that Abraham showed hospitality. Abraham was not showing them hospitality because he was expecting anything from them. Abraham was showing them hospitality because they were in a very harsh condition. They were in a very harsh condition. Praise the Lord. They were in a harsh condition. The sun was much. And at that point in time, they were like ladies. They were like those who were in need. But what happened? Abraham showed them a great deal of hospitality. And this way, they were able to help Abraham. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So how you treat strangers matters. How you treat strangers, it matters. When we read the story of the Good Samaritan, the Good Samaritan helped an enemy. I would say an enemy because the man he helped was a Jew. But regardless of their differences, regardless of the arguments, of the fight that had lasted between the Samaritans and the Jews, this man still took care of another dying man. This is how we should treat strangers. Praise the Lord. When we read the Old Testament, when we read throughout the book of the law, we will see a lot, many times God talked about treating strangers well. God talked about treating strangers well in Leviticus 19 from verse 33 to 34. The Bible says, "When a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native among you, and you shall love him." You shall do what? You shall love him. Hallelujah. "You shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see that? You shall love him as what? You shall love him as yourself. God wants us to treat others as we treat ourselves, whether they are strangers or whether they are friends. Treat others the same way you treat yourself. You don't know when you are entertaining angels. That is what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. "Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it." When we talk about angels, we can understand the word angels in different contexts. When someone comes to your rescue, the person is like an angel. When someone comes to your rescue, when you have nothing else to do, the person seems like an angel. So sometimes, by developing good relationship with people, we are getting the ground ready. We are getting the ground fertile for the seed of love we've sown to grow. Treating other people nice is like sowing a seed. Treating other people good is like sowing a seed. They may reciprocate in the future. Maybe not on you, but on your kids. The good deeds you've done today will always come back to you. It may come back to you in the way you never expected it. No wonder in Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says, "Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith." It says you should do good to everyone, even though it says especially to those in the family of faith. It says you should do good to everyone. Everyone deserves to be treated with kindness. Everyone deserves to be treated with love. Your own vision will thrive on the shoulders of other men. When God has given you a vision, it will take the efforts of other people for that vision to be actualized. And one of the ways to win the heart of people is to treat them well when you don't even know them. It is to treat them with respect when you don't even know them. Don't treat people the way they appear. A lot of times we treat the rich people preferentially. For example, it is easier to help a rich man push his car than helping a poor man push his truck. It is easier to help rich people than helping the poor people. Because everyone believes that when they help a rich person, they are sowing a seed. But they don't think the same way when it is required of them to help the poor. But we never know that God lifts people from grass to grace. We never know that the people we meet today, the way we met them today, may not be the way we are going to meet them tomorrow. That man you met today, who was probably on the roadside begging, who was doing a very undignified job, that person may become the one you will depend on tomorrow. I like telling people that the table will always turn. The table will always turn. God has designed life in that way. The table will always turn around. You may be sitting as the director today. In the future, someone else will also be directing your kids. You may be an employer today. In the future, someone else may be employing your kids. You may be a teacher today. In the future, someone else may be teaching your kids. You will not always remain at the top forever. Now, I am not saying that you should be hoping to fail. That's not my point. When I say you will not remain at the top forever, you need to understand what I'm saying. You won't be in charge forever. A time will come when you may not be able to control a situation. A time will come when it is the seed you've sown that will speak for you. Somewhere the Bible says, I would love to find that place. Somewhere the Bible talks about sowing in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. Hold on, I gotta look for it. Sow in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the night, because you do not know which one is going to do what. You do not know which one is going to okay, let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6. It says, sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. While this place is talking about investment, it also applies to what we are discussing today. Help anyone you come across. Help the rich, help the poor. Help people who don't even look like it. You don't know the future. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Rahab treated these people, Rahab treated the spies as she would have treated herself. She saved the spies from being killed. Nobody had given her the assurance that Israel would take over Jericho. Nobody had given her such assurance, but she still went ahead to show them help. Sometimes people make statements like, well, let's join the moving train. There are moving trains you may join, it gets bad on the road. There are moving vehicles you will join, it gets bad on the road. There are moving vehicles you will join, it crashes on the road. And there are still vehicles that are yet to move. Sometimes it's not the person who started first. Sometimes it's not the person who looks like it. It's easier, like I said, to treat rich people well. It's easier to say you love a rich person. It's easier to visit a rich person and help him or her in taking care of things, because you always know that something will come out of it. But sometimes God sends people our way, and they don't look like the help we are seeking. They don't look like the helpers we are seeking. Sometimes the idea they have is all that you need. So you need to treat people right. You need to build good relationship. You need to build good relationship with people. Hallelujah. You have to be very conscious about this. Treat people fine. Whether you are treating customers, or whether you are treating someone who just came to ask for an info. If you have noticed, sometimes you, when someone realizes you're not coming to buy something from them, you're just coming to ask a question, they may treat you anyhow they want. But you ought to treat people well. Treat everybody you meet as though you are treating a customer. Treat everybody that comes your way as though you are treating someone you're expecting something from. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Alright, so we're going to be reading somewhere else. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 from verses 3 to 4, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Of all things you would allow to leave you, never let means never allow. Never allow loyalty and kindness to leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Now this means God understands our human nature. God understands that we are bound to forget. God understands that we can forget. You can meet people and treat them anyhow. It can, you know, you can just forget to treat people nice. But it says, tie it around your neck as a reminder. Always remind yourself that people deserve to be treated better. Always remind yourself that people do what? People deserve to be treated better. So tie it around your neck as a reminder. Write them down in your heart. Then you will find favor with God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Earning good reputation is very important. It says you will find favor with God and with men. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. It is with kindness and loyalty that you find favor with God, that you find favor with men. So when I'm talking about relationship, it doesn't just end on treating strangers well. That is one. Number two is building relationships intentionally. Getting yourself a coach, getting yourself a mentor, getting yourself a Christian leader who watches over your life, submitting yourself to a pastor. Praise the Lord. Submitting yourself to where? To a pastor. Sometimes, as a minister of the gospel, you may not do well when you do not submit yourself to an oversight. The Bible calls pastors people who do what? Who watches over our souls. You've got to build relationship. You've got to build relationship. You've got to maintain relationship. You've got to maintain relationship. You'd be good to strangers. Be good to your leaders. Be good to your followers. Show them love. Treat them with love. Be kind to them. As an employer, you don't treat those you've employed as though they are your slaves. When you come across people, treat them correctly at whichever level you find yourself. Whether you are on the top, whether you are on the bottom, whether you are in the middle class, anywhere you find yourself, treat people correctly. When you are serving others, serve others as though you are serving the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Serve others as though you are serving the Lord. And before we summarize today, I am going to be showing us a few tips on how to develop quality relationship. Number one is kindness. Number one is kindness. And most of the time in this teaching, I've talked about being kind. I think that has taken a lot of our time here. I've talked about being kind to strangers, being kind to our neighbors, being kind to everyone. And number two, be intentional about building relationship. even though I said that sometimes our helpers do not look like it. Look for people and build relationship intentionally with them. Sometimes look at people and know if they have what it takes. God has blessed people with gifts. God has blessed people with ideas. Look for such people and build relationship with them. When you follow a wise man, you will be wise. When you follow a wise man, you will be regarded as a wise, as wise, because your company, the company you keep, defines you. Show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. So we build relationship with strangers, and we build relationship with people we know. We build relationship with strangers for the unknown, and we build relationship with friends for the known. Hallelujah. And then number three, service. Service is another way to do what? To tap from the grace of those who have succeeded. When you discover that someone is doing well and you are coveting that position, when you discover that someone is doing well and you somehow want to also get to that level where they are, serve. Service cannot be overemphasized. Service is another route through which we do what? We grow to greatness. When you cannot serve others, it's obvious you may not be able to succeed. And in service, there is what we call loyalty. That is why the Bible says, never let loyalty and kindness do what? Leave you. The simple word for loyalty is service. It is in service that we express loyalty. It is in service that we do what? That we express loyalty. We've got our time running. And then the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15 verse 22, plans go wrong for lack of advice, but many advisors bring success. That is what I said, that you should intentionally build relationship, intentionally associate with people who counsel you correctly, not just one person. For example, you are a business person, in that area of your business, find a mentor. In that area of your life, find a mentor. You are in a relationship and you want to do better. Find someone who is going to guide you. Find someone who has been doing well in his or her relationship. Ask the person questions. But you can only get to the root of their heart when you are kind to them. You can only get to the root of their heart when you do what? When you treat them nice. You don't treat people bad expecting good from them. Yes, wise people will always pay back good for evil. But not everyone will pay back good for evil. Some will simply ignore you. You can't get the best out of others when you don't treat them with honor. That is why the Bible talks about we honoring our pastors. We honoring those who labor in teaching us the word. Saying that we can't get the best of them when we treat them in dishonor. Let's read that, please. Let's read it. The Bible says that those who teach us the word, those who labor in teaching us the word, they are worthy of double honor. That is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Our time is running. 1 Timothy 5, 17. I'm going to read that and we summarize. Let the elders who rule well, who do their work well, be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. Let me read with New Living Translation. Elders who do their work well should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard at both preaching and teaching. These are ways to do what? to access divine assistance, to access divine help, because what you are looking for is on the hands of others. What you are asking God for is on the hands of others. Next time, we are going to be continuing on this teaching. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. George will continue this teaching in the next episode. Remember, we are dealing on the topic, accessing divine help. Stay connected with the free George's Diary app on Google Play Store. Or follow George's teachings on social media platforms using the hashtag GracefulGeorge.